Why do I have to feel bad about enjoying the work of Shailene Woodley?
I mean, if you feel bad about it, it's only because you're doing that. You're the only one that's in control of your emotions. Oh, well.
I remember a movie she was in.
What?
Was it called The Descendant? Descendants?
Sure.
Oh, George Clooney?
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Divergent?
Insurgent?
Allegiant?
Allegiance? Detergent? Those are exciting movies.
They're popcorn flicks.
Huh. Nate, how would you like to talk some SEC football, since you keep asking?
Oh, God, I was hoping.
It means more.
It does.
If we just talk about this NIL, please.
Yesterday.
Please?
Please what?
Please talk about it. Talk about it.
No.
Oh, fine. Don't. I'll just keep playing music.
What's a good song? Play it.
You know, it's a new climate in college athletics, Steven.
Why so? Just
all these kids getting all this money.
Does that make you mad?
I mean, I feel like I would have had a real opportunity in Macomb, Illinois to capitalize.
Yeah, capitalize on a lot of things. Yesterday,
quarter draws at the Ritz, guys. Come on down.
Yesterday, Dan Mullen, Ed Orgeron, and Shane Beamer spoke. And we know Shane Beamer is the coach of South Carolina.
Yeah, we do.
Because he hired Stan Weber's son. Today, Kirby Smart, Mark Stoops, Lane Kiffin, and Josh Heupel will speak. Nate, do you remember that Josh Heupel is the head coach of Tennessee now?
I do now remember that.
They usually stick with the coaches pretty long, so expect a very long tenure for Josh Heupel there.
Right.
He should stay off the hot seat for at least 2 or 3 months.
Tennessee is the Nebraska of the SEC.
Elaborate. I mean, you can't just say something like that.
The following is a smart-ass kind of tone.
What do you mean by that?
I'm not saying it's a smart-ass comment. It is what it is. They're schools with pretty phenomenal tradition, massive stadiums, massive fan bases, have won national titles, but have seen the shifting landscape of college football rip that away from them, and they're really struggling to cope with their newfound lot in the current college football
landscape.
I
could care less about the team struggling.
So they fire their coaches all the time.
Is it wrong to hope that Josh Heupel fails at Tennessee so I can see Tennessee fans get mad again?
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Is that bad?
Well, they got their last coach fired before he even got hired, right?
I want to keep Tennessee down.
Well, yeah, you do.
Wednesday, Alabama and Nick Saban will be on center stage. Mike Leach, that'll be good. So you get something every day. So Monday, you get Ed Orgeron out of it. Dan Mullen could always say something stupid. What? Tuesday, today, I think you feel like Lane Kiffin's got to say something that we'll really embrace tomorrow. Wednesday, you'll have Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, Clark Lee, and then Mike Leach. So Mike Leach will certainly say some things that we'll replay on the show.
Hopefully talk about some cockfighting.
Well, I don't know that's going to be a topic unless it's South Carolina and they're the Gamecocks and they start fighting. Then on Thursday, Arkansas coach Sam Pittman will talk about how Arkansas can't beat Missouri in football. I don't know if that'll be a big topic, but I think that's a question to certainly be asked. So if you want, we can go game by game by that. If you'd like to need to run down that series.
No, I think I'm
good.
If
you guys want me to, I can go game by game.
I think I'm good. I get the gist of it.
But I could easily.
I'd rather just play Arkansas songs.
Auburn coach Brian Harsin and then Missouri head football coach Eli Drinkwitz. I don't know if you've seen this, but he's doing very well on the recruiting trail, Nate. I know that's got to have you.
You've forwarded me a few stories about that.
What did I do? No, I did not.
Tweeted at me.
I haven't forwarded you nothing. That's a damn lie. Now, we're not talking about Arkansas anymore. Why are you playing that?
Sorry.
He doesn't talk until Thursday. They can play it Friday about how they never beat Missouri in football. That's later. What are you laughing? What is so funny with you right now?
I don't know. Life. Life's funny.
Yeah, is it?
Sure.
The way you tell the story, it's funny.
It's funny, you know? Funny how.
Yeah, exactly. Funny how. What stories have I forwarded to you? You're misrepresenting me.
He was tweeting at me. You might have been included
that. Is that
no? But I do get alerts whenever you send tweets out, and so I.
No, all I did was.
No, he says
it wasn't because it was Missouri. It was because it was a defensive lineman from St. Thomas Aquinas. Mm-hmm.
That was and I that thought was committed you, to go where?
Well, Missouri.
Okay,
but I thought, did I make the mistake? In assuming that you'd be interested where...
Jalen Marshall, man.
Where a youngster that also has achieved excellence at St. Thomas Aquinas, much like you. I thought you might be interested in that. Was I wrong, or...?
Me, just like me, except I didn't choose Mizzou. Well,
did they recruit you?
They don't have a soccer team.
Well, so. Did they recruit you anyway? They could have.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Who had a soccer team around? Like who?
Like in this general area?
Yeah,
like Rockers, and Baker, Benedictine.
You didn't want to stay close.
There's
to home,
no,
did
yeah.
You?
There's no Division I schools and UMKC's in the area, but in the state of Kansas, there's not a single Division I soccer program in the state of Kansas. So
Did UMKC kick the tires on you?
Yeah. I mean,
I
wanted to go further. I didn't want to go to any local schools. I wanted to spread my wings to Macomb, Illinois.
Did you do that?
I did. I a lot more than that. Stretched my feet out and spread my wings, and I wanted to at least be a significant drive away from my mother.
Wow. How long is that drive?
It's about five and a half.
That's not that much.
No, it's not. No, it's not, but it's enough that if I got in some trouble, I had time to pack my stuff up and get out of there.
So since Nate wants to hear more about Mizzou recruiting and he feels left out that I don't send him stories.
How nice of you,
the one
Nate.
That I would, ESPN 2022 college football recruiting class rankings, Penn State, Alabama climb while Georgia, USC fall. But as they go through it, and they update you on for the class of 2022, the updated top 25 recruiting rankings in real time. And I think it is of note that Missouri went from number 20, which is pretty good. I mean, hey, top 20 ESPN for right now for 2022, they climbed to number 13. And it says the Tigers have won several key battles inside the state lines with verbals from five of the state's top 15 prospects, including the top-rated player. Marquise Gratiot, a big man who has the tools to be an SEC-quality impact-type player in the defensive trenches. So yes, Nate, you're right. It is significant, and they're in the top 15 right now, according to the ESPN rankings. So we'll get more on that when we hear from Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah, thanks for that update, Nate.
He asked for it.
I know. We got it because of him.
Mm-hmm. What else you want to know? What other SEC football questions do you have before you listen to some sound, Nate?
What other brain busters?
I'm good, man. Whatever you want to tell me.
Would you like to hear from the... From the commit, we could go down the quarterback depth chart, which I find very interesting for Mizzou, but still.
No,
would you like to hear from
good.
Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner?
Oh, Sankey, Sankey. Yeah. You know, it didn't sound genuine, Nate. It did not sound genuine.
This is going, hey, we played sound for the Big 12 media days.
We didn't play any Bowlesby, to be honest, though.
Well, we want people to stay wide awake during the show, don't we?
Well,
I want to hear if Stanky can match that same level of intensity and enthusiasm.
Who could?
No one.
Who can?
No one.
Here, Greg Sankey says the SEC needs to roll with the punches in today's new climate in college athletics.
The times are changing. It's not simply a song lyric. It's a reality. It is an uncomfortable reality, but that's how progress is made. Through it all, I remain convinced in the Southeastern Conference, our best days are still ahead.
Why is it an uncomfortable reality? I don't understand.
Change makes people uncomfortable.
That's right.
I guess, but there's other, like, I don't know. I don't get that comment.
Because people have been fighting this for years and years. They don't want college athletes to make money off this. Because the NCAA and the schools want to keep it all for themselves. They don't want to share the pie.
Well, they're like, hey, this is the SEC. We got to pay people above the table now.
Wow. Unbelievable. That's Nate Buchady lobbing those bombs here. I could have a response, but I'm not gonna.
No low blows.
I'm going to leave that up to the imagination out there.
We haven't made any jokes about KU and Bagman or anything like that.
Who's talking about KU? What? Why would you bring that up?
Because I know that's where you were going.
You don't know nothing. I didn't say,
yes,
wow.
Yes, I do.
Self-inflicted wounds. Damn. Boy, how guilty must you feel to just offer that up?
I'm not guilty. I'm mad. I'm outraged that now all of a sudden all the stuff that KU's like apparently going to be punished forever for is legal.
Well, they're not punished for anything yet.
This guy's got his jump to conclusions mad out, and he's jumping all over the place.
Like a pet rat.
Right. Let's go on the record here. Nobody mentioned KU until you just did.
They were talking SEC.
I'm talking SEC football.
It just means more.
It does mean
they've
more.
Never cheated in SEC this, in the SEC.
Oh, I haven't said that. Who said that? But it does mean more.
Didn't Eddie Sutton start FedExing cash all around the country when he was at Kentucky? Like, for real.
I just like the way you describe things. He just started
all around the country.
FedExing cash all around the country.
Yeah, he just boxes of cash sending all over the nation.
Sending nice boxes of cash.
Yeah, FedEx boxes.
Sending everywhere.
You know, like a little FedEx package, you know?
Like guys. I don't really like to listen to commissioners talk. We can play some more. I mean,
we got Dan Mullen and Ed Orgeron.
It sounded really riveting when he said that. Like the song, the very current song says, the times are a-changing.
Okay. No, how about this? This, okay. Do you enjoy...
What song is he talking about, though?
These times are a-changing.
It's a Bob Dylan song, Jake.
Oh, I was thinking...
That's the name of the song.
Changes.
That's David Bowie.
Would you like to, do you like this? Do you enjoy the slow wheels of justice that the NCAA has working? Do you or not?
The slow wheels of justice.
This is the throw for it. Greg Sankey.
Keep pushing the wheel like Conan.
Seems a little disappointed with the slow wheels of justice in the NCAA.
Is this the next one?
No, it's four.
Oh, okay.
Ah, screw it.
NCAA penalty?
107.
All right, here you go.
In 2018, the Commission on College Basketball introduced a new process, an independent review process. That process hasn't reduced outcomes from arrests made by the FBI in September of 2017. And some of those acts of alleged wrongdoing occurred back in 2016. So we're now 5 years removed without outcomes. We need outcomes. Particularly from those high-profile matters. The enforcement staff, the Committee on Infractions, are still active because we have had matters resolved. I think there was one announced last week, didn't involve this conference. But we need to readjust our expectations. And if you look over time, there have been a set of individual working groups that have introduced change. So the Commission on College Basketball, most recently. The enforcement working group 10 years ago. There was a Duff report. There was a Lee commission. How do those all connect? And the rhetoric around what we need is more aggressive penalties, I would argue, doesn't work.
What about that? There. That's
in what regard?
That's something you could sink your teeth into. Respond to Greg Sankey on the slow wheels of justice.
I'm with him. I mean, this KU thing's been hanging over us for 5 years now.
Oh, now you like Greg Sankey.
I never said I didn't like
him. Trying to get everything straight here. And by the way, if I'm going to get accused of something, I want to live up to it. So you just got a tweet. I tweeted at you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I just got a release at 9:11 a.m. in my email, and I have shared it with you via Twitter. Would you like to read it?
It's a Connor Bazelak name to the Davey O'Brien Award watch list.
There you go.
There you go.
Now, get a little
report
there. That's exactly right. Congratulations to that young man, that youngster, as Roy Williams might say, that youngster, that kid. That's you know what you just got there? Sitting on your rump in the Beverly Hills Marriott, you just got some hot, fresh news within 10 minutes of it being released.
What you always wanted.
There you go. You want to be on my Mizzou tweet and mail list and text list? Now you are. You're going to get all kinds of stuff like that. Respond to it. Jake Connor Bazelak, that's your guy.
He's my guy now? All right. Sure. Okay.
Now, let's hear from a couple of coaches now.
All right, let's do.
Would you like to hear from Dan Mullen?
Only if he's talking about this NIL.
That's all you care about. Dan Mullen likes what NIL deals can be for players, but expects there to be some bumps in the road along the way.
It's a learning curve. Obviously, you know, you're looking at the state law that we have in Florida, and anytime you're adapting to a new law within the state and a law that directly affects our football program, there's a big learning curve. And I'm excited. I'm really excited about it. Excited for the opportunities it presents our players. I think it's great for the players, but I think there is a big learning curve. We had a meeting on it this morning with a team meeting on it this morning of continuing to educate ourselves, educate each other, continue to grow and learn within the law. How do we, what's the best way to help the players operating within the law and doing things the right way?
Well, he had some coffee before making those comments, didn't he? Now, that's the kind of life you want to bring to a press conference. He seemed fired up. Now, would you like the main event from yesterday?
Yeah.
Boy. What are we tearing you away from right now? What has you distracted in Beverly Hills?
Well, why did he say that? You asked if I wanted to break the main event. I said, yeah.
Jake, you tell me.
I think it's just because there's a healthy delay.
Yeah. I don't care.
That's what I say. Yippee! Woohoo!
Be honest and be like, you know what? No, I don't want to know.
Well, I don't know what the main event is. I'm afraid it's going to be know. Some
we'll
some
leave
other
him no. out.
The Eli Drinkwitz talking about.
No, he gave you the rundown. He had to listen to it. Everything I said. I told you Drinkwitz was on Thursday. I went through every day and told you who the highlight was every day, didn't I?
He did. He gave us.
I absolutely did.
Each day, you know?
That means you're not listening to it. Everything Wednesday? That I'm saying.
Today we get Saban, right?
I told you Thursday the highlight would be
Drinkwitz.
Sam Pittman talking about the inability of Arkansas to beat Missouri and Eli Drinkwitz talking about recruiting. I told you Wednesday Mike Leach would be the headline.
Talking about cockfighting.
I told you on Tuesday Lane Kiffin would be the headline. And then I told you on Monday, yesterday, it was Ed Orgeron.
Oh, Nate. He told you.
I told you what the headline would be.
I couldn't keep track of all those.
That's exactly right. Let's hear from Coach O. First, let's hear. Can we hear him talking about cars and Hummers first?
I could probably pull that up.
How long will it take you?
Nothing he said at the news conference yesterday is going to be as good as that Hummer.
Right.
Commercial.
So let's just open things up. It's Ed Orgeron here talking about automobiles.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer?
I do badly.
I like the music.
I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer?
I do.
It's like he's in a bar in the Old West drinking while people are dancing on the table.
He's got a hand of cards going, I got my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Everybody needs Hummers.
Here, don't you want to hear? Now, you Jake, you're tired of hearing about NIL.
Am I?
But have you heard what Ed Orgeron has to say about it? Don't you think?
I'm interested. I'm interested to hear what Ed O has to say.
Ed O says managing possible jealousy in the locker room among players over NIL deals may be an issue going forward.
I think that's one of the biggest things to manage nowadays. And again, you know, I'm going to turn 60 this summer. Hey, football's changing. I'm going to change with it. I want to coach for a long time, but that's what I have to do. I think that, you know, that we have to realize the guys that are
getting the NILs, getting the amount of money, and make sure that we're managing guys that may not get the job, talk to them, make sure that that does not bother them. That's why, you know, we have about 50 people helping us. Not 50 people that can coach on the field, but for player services, for guiding people through academics. That's why we need all this help.
It would be awesome if they had 50 people coaching on the field. I'd like to see that.
Not on the field.
Now, even though you were very dismissive of us having Ed Orgeron sound, your response to Ed Orgeron. He says he turned 60 this summer. He wants to keep coaching as long as he can.
That's young.
And so he's all in. He's going to roll with the punches here. What do you think about that, Nate?
These kids better not take my Hummer endorsement, though. I tell you that much right now.
I turned 60 this summer. I'm going to have a big party with lots of barbecue and some crawfish. And I'm going to have some etouffee in my pot of rats. You son of a bitch running around the NIL. I tell you about the NIL. I've got a name, image, and likeness right here for you. Look at that.
I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer.
What a great segment, boys.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's about time for a break. We got Annie Rogers on
this
the
segment
side.
Is so great.
Let's talk royal.
We can't wait to end it. We're going to lift your spirits.
We can't wait to end it and talk royal.
Talk a little Royals baseball with you.
Oh, no.
Well, son of a bitch, you're one of us Herman Tardom with the Royals of baseball in last place. That won't even make a trade before the trade deadline. You hear that? You got to go out there and you got to be more transactional, Dayton Moore. Make some trade. You got to trade Carlos Santana to the Brewers while you were in Milwaukee.
No Orgeron's ever said the word transactional.
Yes. I'm referencing the article. I tried to make this topical, Nate. Come on.
I am my Hummer. You need a Hummer.
I like that idea.
What?
It got to be more transactional.
Dayton Moore City might be more transactional, so I'm trying to play off of that. So that's all. Let's take a break. Now, back after this on WHB.